It's looking at the relationship between international and local students at University of Melbourne and also at RMIT. The project is called Transnational and Temporary. So when we think about what that means, all students are temporary, most of them are, but if they're living in this area between RMIT and University of Melbourne, which is our study area, then they're temporary residents of that area. All of our international students are transnational, meaning that they have home in more than one place. And of course, most international students are also temporary. So we're looking at the relationship between transnational and temporary and local students and looking at the kinds of opportunities that they need to form meaningful social interactions, because they're not like longer-term settler communities, for example, who may start in one place and then when they get settled move further out. They're here for 3 or 4 years, and in that time their needs are quite particular. They're a temporary community, longer than a tourist, shorter than an immigrant. So we have a particular place-based focus. What we're asking is, what is it about the design of space, the type of housing that we provide, and the kinds of practices that we engage in as a university, and also we're looking at government practices that either facilitate interaction amongst and within these temporary communities or obstruct it? And what we're finding actually is that in some ways, quite unwittingly, our current practices are contributing to separations that we're concerned about. The second kind of more complex set of recommendations relates to housing. But what we are finding is that the purpose-built student housing in the study area between University of Melbourne and RMIT is marked by a series of quite clear characteristics. They're small apartments, they're very high density, and they're expensive. And usually it is the case that international students come here because they're advised that this is the option, it's close to the university, it seems safe. They will often take out a 12-month lease before they see it. And they arrive and reactions are different, but a lot of students are saying, well, actually it's more expensive than other kinds of housing around here. And they find out that local students are living in share houses or, you know, different kind of housing a little bit further away. And we're finding that a little bit further away is not a problem. Actually, the further people travel within reason, the more comfortable and the more familiar they become with their surrounds. And in fact, the people who are most anxious about security and most fearful are those who are kind of living in a building right across the road and, you know, scuttling to the campus and scuttling back. And they're not getting a good, rich, full sense of what the city has to offer. And, you know, the city is really a very safe city in relative, you know, global terms. So we're advising a suite of housing options that goes from the high density housing right across the road for, you know, international students who really do choose that. I mean, sure, it should be an option. But also we're talking about making other further away, less high security, more interactive housing options available. So if international students really do want to interact more with, you know, the local community and settle in here more, they have that opportunity, which at the moment is quite difficult to find. RMIT is very keen, as is the University of Melbourne administration, to have a close look at the kinds of practices that we engage in terms of the separations or not. The City Council and the State Government are extremely receptive to thinking about different ways in which they might guide and facilitate housing in this area. And that's becoming a very interesting area, policy area, of course, because funding is becoming available for more low-cost housing. And there are all sorts of ways in which the universities might take advantage of that and really think through what kind of housing we want to be providing for our students. The third kind of area that we look at is that of the design of public space. And again, the Melbourne City Council and the state government, which have the largest responsibility for design of public space in this area, are very keen to see ways in which different kinds of place for people can be designed. We're of the view that you can design for everybody, or try to design for everybody, and end up designing for no one. So it's about carefully thinking through those issues as well. So yes, the universities and the governments are all extremely receptive to this research. And next Tuesday, the 26th of May, we're having what the City of Melbourne calls a Melbourne Conversation, which is an event that's auspiced by the city. We'll have a panel of our chief investigators on the report, talking briefly about what we found and what we recommend. And then, more importantly, I think we've got a series of people responding to the report. So this will be an opportunity for quite extensive discussion. And we hope that many students and people interested in this area will attend and ask their own questions, so that we can really start talking through what we need to do in the 21st century to design and plan places that really do facilitate diversity, interaction, and in a more inclusive way than we do it at the moment.